Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget we have another network. You can check us out at monstrousradio.com. Our 24-hour stream will be up January 1st, so we will be back to our normal schemes and monstrous activity. You feel me? So, you know who I am. I'm E Monster, also around here known as the conductor, the selector, the DJ. E Monster, and you can book me at your next event. I'll turn it up, I'll host, whatever you need me to. I even come out and perform. I'm just saying, get with me at monstrousradio@gmail.com. So, hey, people, don't forget the best way to listen to Monstrous Radio Live when I spin the music is on your speakerphone, but then make sure you take it off if you're going to actually talk to us. And if you don't push one, I've learned I can't open the line. So if you want to communicate with me, you got to push one. Don't forget, we are interactive on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and on YouTube and Google Plus. So we got our blog opened up. Let's see, on Blogger, just check out Monstrous Radio or DJ E Monster. Y'all know how to find it all. So we're going to go ahead and get into some music, seeing that it's our holiday week, whether you're celebrating Hanukkah, Christmas, or whatever religious spiritual activity, how you celebrate coming up. You know, we're going to get into the spirit a little bit. So check it out. This right here is called Dear Santa, or just Santa Baby, my bag. I'm going to get it together. Monstrous Radio, Monstrous Mondays right here on Monstrous Radio Live, brought to you by Rent My City TV, True Beyond Productions, My Music Plug, Black Widow Music Group, Eat Entertainment, Boss Up Promotions, Picasso Painting, and Thuggin' and Buggin' Daycare, where we babysit your kids on the weekends, but we don't babysit rapper kids because they be twisting their fingers. It is what it is. We're going to get it going, and it starts right about, wait for it, here it comes, wait for it, now. You got a special gift you want? Hit me up in a little bit, 424-243-9649. But make sure you push the number one.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, oh dear Santa baby. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Alive. I got lots of love and joy to give tonight. We got lots of catching up to do tonight. So, Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. Oh. Next year I can be just as good. baby. I want a yacht, and really, that's not a lie. Been an angel all year, so Santa, baby, hurry down the chimney tonight.
Christmas show. What y'all think? Something more just bumps for the family. You know what I mean? Just a bunch of Christmas music. What y'all think? You think I should do it? Oh no. You need? Oh no. Hit me up, monstrousradio@gmail.com. So hey, we're gonna go ahead and keep it moving. This right here is requested out of Compton. You know what size they on, you know what color Christmas bulbs and lights they got on nature. I'm just saying. Monstrous Radio, Monstrous Monday. Well, he monstrous.
I got a pocket full of blue money, and it's about to get blue. Honey, honey. And I just jumped about the new wheel with everything new. Everything new, yeah. Now we got the wood, with the nigga wood. You would turn up like this if you could. Everywhere we go, oh, it's all good. You would turn up like this if you could.
Turn it down for what, cause everything new. Everything exclusive, all my money brand new. I'm brand new. Or something right, cause all my haters brand new. Sick to see a nigga winning, doing the shit they can't do. Hey, look, this hustle came from everything, cause I done paid my dues. Place Franklin's in my pocket, bitch, I never get refused. Keep it cool, shooters with me, so don't make them act the fool. Cool and true, this is brand new 30, I've been down to you. Brand new Mason, all jealous, brand new bitches on my dick. All my dust doors come to cop, cause these niggas bound to snitch. They bound to snitch. I just made a check, but last night I ran through it. Kept me ball. All these niggas for the times I couldn't do it.
I got a pocket full of blue money, and it's about to get blue. Honey, honey. And I just jumped about the new wheel with everything new. Everything new, yeah. Oh, we got the wood with the nigga wood. You would turn up like this if you could. Everywhere we go, oh, it's all good. You would turn up like this if you could.
Hey, stop the grind, I know you wish you could. But I keep goons with me, fresh up out the hood.
Fresh up out the hood.
Brand new bag and I'm about to make a jug. Catch a nigga plotting, I'ma send him way for good. If it's brand new conversation about the money, then I'm here. I'ma hustle me and money, stick together like we twins. Always shitting on these niggas, I'ma need me some depends. New niggas in my circles, we ain't looking for no friends. I got brand new weed from Cali, cause my man just got it in. Got a brand new pair of ballys, cross a couple with evidence. I done came up from the bottom, I ain't going back again. Attitude like, fuck you pay me, man, how much you trying to spend?
Got a pocket full of blue money, and it's about to get blue. Honey, honey. And I just jumped about the new wheel with everything new. Everything new, yeah. Oh, we got the wood with the nigga wood. You would turn up like this if you could. Everywhere we go, oh, it's all good. You would turn up like this if you could. I got a pocket full of blue money, and it's about to get blue. Honey, honey. And I just jumped about the new wheel with everything new. Everything new, yeah. Now we got the wood with the nigga wood. You would turn up like this if you could. Everywhere we go, oh, it's all good. You would turn up like this if you could.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio. We getting it in on Monstrous Monday. That's Ron Dowd featuring Nisha Nache right here on Monstrous Radio. That's called Blue Money, where we're breaking new records. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. Damn, there was something I was supposed to tell y'all, but I don't forgot. Either way it go, don't forget Monstrous Radio is brought to you by Black Widow Music Group, my music club. Trubion Entertainment, eMonster.com, and a whole bunch of other motherfuckers. It is what it is. What y'all cooking? What y'all cooking this week? I'm just saying, you cooking something good? Is you going to use some curry sauce? This is 100 New Music Mondays. Ooh-wee.
Slow boy, Bama, Mr. 16, 100, curry sauce.
Curry sauce, curry sauce, I be whipping out the ball, and my phone stay jumping, nigga, I don't miss a call.
My team, we full of champions, we beat niggas that they say we ain't better than.
I'm shooting at three, you holla LB, I got me a ring, I'm whipping that sauce.
Curry sauce, I be whipping curry sauce,
I'm whipping that sauce. When it comes to that sauce, I don't get tired, bitch, that's your loss. I'm in that kitchen, I'm whipping that Pyrex. 1500 niggas, you die next. Niggas working on that fed check. I'm a country nigga leaving with rednecks. Keep the fiends coming back like what's next. With game like Kerr Warren, tatted on my chest. With game better than mine, boy, then you know you're blessed. Better mean that shit, boy, say it with your chest. Got a 50 round drum, about to leave a mess. Leave two to your body, yeah, one in your head. That's a 3-point shot, call me Steph Curry when I'm with the pot. Cause I'm whipping, 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 whipping with the sauce.
Whipping to the ball, and my phone stay jumping, nigga, I don't miss a call. My team, we full of champions, we beat niggas that they say we ain't better than.
I'm shooting at three, you holla LB, I got me a ring, I'm whipping that sauce.
Curry sauce, I be whipping curry sauce,
I'm whipping that sauce.
Curry sauce, I be whipping curry sauce.
Karate child, the word like come through. Say we gonna need a bigger pot for the summer. 100 round drum in the trunk for you dummies. Got a lot of ink, a lot of tats on my stomach. Hit the carrot sauce and you better not bum it. Got 3 phones, hell on, I'm jumping. 3-point line, that bitch on fire. Think I won't shoot it, you a motherfucking liar. Started from the bottom, never been this high. I call it just like I see it. Straight down the middle, no sideways. No black and grays, no hallways. You in good hand like all say. 7 is the bad, 454 in it.
Curry sauce, curry sauce. I be whipping cause I ball. And my phone stay jumping, nigga. I don't miss a call. My team, we full of champions. We beat niggas that they say we ain't better than.
I'm shooting at three, you holla LB. I got me a ring. I'm whipping that sauce.
Curry sauce, I be whipping curry sauce.
I'm whipping that sauce.
Curry sauce, I be whipping curry sauce.
I'm whipping that sauce.
Curry sauce, I be whipping curry sauce.
Yeah, so that's what it do. You know, who's cooking a turkey? Who got ham going on? Some of y'all cooking some little Cornish hens. It is what it is. Y'all gonna kill them little baby birds. I just can't eat them. I'm just every time I look, I go, oh, poor little baby bird. It is what it is. So y'all don't think that artists out there don't think that the people aren't really paying attention, and I don't get feedback on the music. This track right here coming up is probably the most requested. We've been breaking this record for probably about 3 weeks now. But last week, it was the most requested, people asking me where to find this track right here. So, hey, you got to get at me. You got to tell your people to call in so I know what's bumping and what's ain't. Because if I ain't getting no response from your music, your shit is out of here. You dig? So, all right, check it out. This is Junior Castro, Kid Ink, and Migos. It's called Get Home, Monstrous Radio. Ooh-wee. Shout out to Black Widow Music Group. You feel me? Thank you. got to get Junior Castro to come to the Twin Cities and perform. Christmas Eve, I'm just saying, I know some of y'all be out there on bullshit, y'all gonna send out a little picture and a Santa hat to somebody's phone. Y'all know what I'm talking about, Sexton. E Monster featuring Dub Nietzsche. Ooh wee.
I'm at the hotel when there ain't nothing on. Now I'm sitting all alone, so I'm playing with my phone. Now I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now she Instagram and Poppy, come play with her. Okay, mommy, but what you trying to do? She said get monstrous with you and send some pics too. Oh, now it's body language, whatever reposition. Now she got the dog requesting pics of the kitten. She sent the video, so I sent the video. She's so turned up, oh, we so turned up. 30 minutes away, OMW on my way. She GPS'd away, IJS don't play. Yeah, y'all, we smashed all day. She was squirting every way from the monster whole play. And it's
on the phone.
Birthdays, yeah. Don't let the talk round town bring you down, they just extra. Don't converse with these lanes, they just trying to finesse you. Can't nobody else even handle you. I'm just trying to put my hands on you.
There she goes, looking like my future baby mama. Can't nobody do your body like my body, I'm sorry. Your mama know what it is. I'm about to give her all of a grandkid. Again, there she goes, looking like my future baby mama. Can't nobody do your body like my body, I'm sorry. Your mama know what it is. I'm about to give her all of a grandkid.
I'll write your name on a living room wall. Put your picture in a frame. You can tell the world I ain't ashamed, baby. You can have it all. Give you my last name. You can tell the world my baby the best, number one in the nation. Yeah, I heard they hating, but what they really saying? Your mama gon' know about our sexual relations. When I come up to a front door singing, there she goes,
looking like my future, like my mama, baby mama. Nobody do your body like my baby, I'm sorry.
your picture in a frame.
You can tell them.
There she go, looking like my future, baby mama.
Nobody do your body like my
baby,
body.
Baby, I'm sorry.
Your mama know what it is.
Oh.
I'm about to give her all of her grandkids.
Ooh.
Yeah, Trey Marquise. I'm trying to bring him to the Twin Cities. Let's do it together, you dig? I'm trying to bring him to either First Avenue, the Fine Line, Bunkers, or something big like that. So hook up with me, monstersradio@gmail.com. Me and Black Widow Music Group, we doing booking around here, and, hey, we about to do some tours. So, all right, here's another dude who's out here. We've been breaking his record for the past couple weeks. He's coming in out of Atlanta. You dig? Check it out. This is Hell's Flame. It's called Her Man. After that, we're going to come back. Let's see. We're going to talk about, see if anybody know any information on this lady in Vegas, if y'all didn't hear about it, that hit the strip and hit like a whole gang of people. Stopped and hit a whole gang more people. So, all right, we're going to talk about it. Coming up here just a little bit, Monstrous Radio with DJ E Monster. This is Hell's Flame. It's called Her Man. We still breaking new records.
I just wanna be in. She said a man can't do it like me. No, go figure. We were supposed to keep it on a low low. That's why I'm always coming over solo. Hurry up, I gotta go though. So help me at these polos. Jump on it like a pogo. She don't want me to be a player no more. I got too many views. They trapping at the bando. Got a man, but he ain't like me. And she want me to be that, but I can't even see that. Not a little, not a man. I just want to be a new. Tell your friends and your fam to keep all their opinions. I would never give a fuck, cause the fuck is never given. But you can get one, yeah, baby, you can have four. When we finish, girl, you know I gotta go. I tell her her poop dope. She got that comeback. When I get off, girl, you know I gotta come back. So run that. Me on top of you, on top of me, we get it in. I ain't selfish, baby, you can bring a friend. And we can sit the end. Again, then I send them both back to their men. Cause I'm that type of new. If you feel some type of way, bitch, I don't give a fuck. I'm not your man, I'm just a new. She said she want a man that can do it right. It can last all night. She said she need a man that can help baby. Treat her right, take care of her kids. Don't wanna be a man. I just wanna be a new. It don't matter if you're lonely. You need a thug in your life. Them busters ain't loving you right. I'd rather be a hen out you. So we could get drunk and smoke weed all day. Don't matter if you're lonely. You need a thug in your life. Them busters ain't loving you right. I'm not a player, I just crush a lot. I give a compliment, I like to see you blush a lot. And she got a good head on her shoulders. I just wanna be her new. Like I already told her. And the thought she ain't ratchet, she a lady. Get the magic when we finish, you ain't even gotta pay me. Cause she that type of woman, want me to be your man, but I shouldn't. Dude, I'm just gonna be your new. She said she want a man that can do it right. It can last all night. She said she need a man that can help baby. Just treat her right, take care of her kids. Don't wanna be a man, I just wanna be your new.
Hell's Flame coming in out of Atlanta. He's doing a lot of stuff with a lot of people. So if you ever get a chance to go actually go see him live, make sure you go check him out. He's in our 10 p.m. conference Sunday call with Kermit the Superstar Henderson, Price Global Media, the award-winning DJ Punch, and Kevo the Plug from My Music Plug. And one night he sang some acapella, Maine, I'm just saying, it is what it is. I'm glad my girl was not on the phone. I'm just going to keep it 1,000. You dig? That's Hell's Flame. You can check him out on Twitter, Hell's Flame 800. And make sure you let them know E Monster from Monsters Radio sent you, and you're good. So, all right, y'all. So, before I go over here and open up the lines, look like we got Jay Dirty over here. You dig? I'm going to go ahead and throw out my little bit of entertainment news. You dig? Right quick. But like I was saying, have y'all heard about the thing in Vegas with the lady with the kid in the car that ran over a whole gang of people, stopped, ran over a whole gang, a bunch of more people? I don't even want to throw out the numbers. I know at least one person died. I think it was only one person that died, but a whole lot of other people were injured, and it went down last night in Vegas. So, all right, if you was in Vegas and you seen what happened, hit us up, Monsterous Radio. I'm not telling you to snitch or get yourself in trouble, but we want to be nosy and know what the fuck's going on. So, all right, here goes some more entertainment news. You dig? I ain't going to go too much into all the entertainment news because they got a lot of stuff over here talking about Meek Mill is a horrible fighter. He don't need a gun to survive in prison. There's a lot of stuff over here. That's fucked up because I'm a Meek Mill fan myself personally. But all right, so check it out. Here's the reason why I want to talk about this, because this is something I actually thought about doing. Y'all know about them emojis, right? I had thought about coming up with a monstrous emoji package where I could sell online as an app, you dig, and have all kinds of, you know, shit that people really want to post, but you can't really post because ain't no emoji for that shit. You dig? Well, check it out. Apparently, that was a fucking good idea because Kim Kardashian did it, and she fucked up Apple altogether. She fucked up Apple altogether. So, all right, this is what it says. Kim Kardashian broke the Apple store. Well, damn. Kim launched Kim Kimojis Monday, Kim-themed emojis, and the response was crazy. So many people tried downloading it at once. The Apple Store couldn't handle the tidal wave and started crashing. At one point, 9,000 people were downloading the app per second. Per second, all at the same time. You dig? We're told the Apple Tech team swooped in. They shorted it up so it didn't fully crash for the app, but it will set you back $1.99. See, that ain't shit. Kim's teaching her little sister a lesson in apps. Yeah, because you know Kim is making cake. Some of the things she got on here, they got one like with a middle finger, a lady's middle finger with a diamond ring on it. They got one with Kim crying like boo-hoo-hoo. You know they got one with her ass poking out. Matter of fact, I see two of them with her ass poking out. They got one with a titties band. They got one with her pregnant. They got a look like a motorcycle club jacket. There's one with three girls upside down. I don't know what the fuck that means, but okay, it is what it is. So, all right, that's our Monsters Radio and a little bit of entertainment news. You dig? But it's Monday. Monsters Monday. A lot of people did a lot of things over the weekend. Some of y'all went shopping. You dig? What's some good gifts to give somebody? I don't know. That's why I'm asking y'all. I don't know. What's a good gift to give somebody? Like, you know, I tried to give a big girl my EBT card. She was like, what you trying to say? I was like, it is what it is. I figured you could use it. I figured, you know, I'm trying to give a gift that keeps giving. Go get you some potato chips and some hot dogs or something. A big bag of cupcakes. I don't know. I'm trying to make you happy. It is what it is. So, all right, let's go ahead and see what Jay Dirty coming in out of Georgia, see what he might have had going on this weekend. You dig? See what's going down on a monstrous Monday as we get this week going monstrously. What's good, Mr. Jake Dirty?
What's happening, bro?
Shit, nothing much. You know how we do. Monstrous Mondays. We just spend some new music, keep it moving around here a little bit, talk with the people. You dig?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Now, you know, it actually, this is kind of a touchy subject, especially in this time with a lot of political things going on, you know, with a lot of the, you know, religious wars going on and all those type of things. So, you know, sometimes I be scared to ask people. You dig? So, you know, I just ask them, you know, do you celebrate the holidays? You know, some people, like one time, you know, a lot of people say Merry Christmas. Some people get mad and say, no, it's Happy Kwanzaa. Some other people say some other stuff. You know, everybody getting their little feelings. You know what I mean? So I just say, I just say happy holidays. Enjoy the family time. It is. But do you celebrate the holidays? Any holidays that's coming up this week?
I mean, yeah, you know, I celebrate Christmas, dog, but I do it in kind of a different way because, like, I believe in on Christmas, dog. Like, you know, a lot of the Christians say, you know, that's Jesus' birthday and all this and that. I got to do more research on that to be completely damn sure. But the way that I celebrate Christmas, bro, I be telling people, don't get me shit for Christmas or we're going to have a motherfucking problem. It's about giving to me, like in real talk, though, bro. Like, I believe shit. In one damn day out of the year, I can't get nobody nothing. What kind of piece of shit am I? Like, bro, I don't believe in damn receiving shit. I ain't never asked nobody for nothing. Like, bro, don't give me shit. Like, I don't need that. For what? I go buy it myself. Don't give me that, though. I don't need that because, you know, a lot of people, though, bro, like, they hold that shit over your head. Like, boy, you remember all them years I gave you this and that and bought you this for Christmas? I don't need that. Like, bro, like, I'm just, you know, if I see somebody, I believe that Christmas should be, because, you know, I got this vision, right? It's a goal of mine, like, to get my money up to a damn statue where I can go into a damn children's cancer hospital and give them whatever they wanted for Christmas. That's a goal of mine. I'm a good person. People get me misunderstood, but I'm a good person, bro. I can't wait until I'm financially stable enough to do that. Like, I would love, if I'm going to blow money on something at all, that'll be what the fuck I'm going to blow money on right there. Like, that's my goal. I want to be able to make somebody else Christmas way better than mine. I'm that's the type of person I am. I don't give a fuck about me. Like, I want to see somebody that ain't got it like that, I want to see them smile because I already know what it is to be at the bottom. So I don't really give a fuck about me. I'm going to live regardless. So any damn thing that I can do to make somebody else smile on Christmas, that's what it's all about to me, bro. Like, all that other shit, I don't really know.
Right.
About, but, you know, I ain't a religious man. I'm a spiritual man. So, you know, don't ever get a twist with me, though, bro. I'm a spiritual dude.
Right.
But I feel like religion divides people, so I ain't a religious man, but I am a spiritual man. And, you know, I believe good shit needs to be in the world, man. So if you can give somebody something this holiday, do it. Fuck receiving. If you can go out and give go out your way to give somebody something that you know they probably ain't going to get nothing this year, man, do that. Help yourself sleep at night. I mean,
that's what I call feeding your soul. You dig? So, but yeah, bro, I mean, sometimes, you know, like, actually, you know, maybe something we could try to work on next year coming up. I don't know. And I'll tell you the reason why I say it, because there's something I really tried to put together this year. It just didn't work, especially with my back being blown out and all kinds of stuff. You know, I had a lot of problems this year. But what I wanted to do was something. When I went down kicking it with Suave in Dallas, Texas, he was telling me about how he's connected to this charity. You dig? And the charity is almost like Choice for Tots. But what they do is they have more of a targeted market for it. A good example. You dig? We all know about the situation with the court system and, you know, society and how it goes. So what this charity that they have is, it's basically it's people that, you know, that are locked up. That ain't finna get out for a long time. You dig? They can't buy their kids anything for Christmas. Sometimes that's what divides that family because, you know, he's locked away. They don't get to see him or her, you dig, whichever the case may be. You know what I mean? It's not like they're not thinking about them on the holidays. It's not that they're not missing them on the holidays. It's just that at some point in life they fucked up and now they got to pay for it. And one of the things they pay for it is by taking them away from their family. So what this charity does is they help give some of those kids that parent is locked up, they give them toys. But they don't say it's from the charity. They say it's from their daddy or their mama that's locked up. You dig? Saying, I'm still thinking
you.
I still care, blah, 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 blah.
I love
it. You know what I mean? And
it might
recreate that bond for them to communicate. You know what I mean?
I love it.
Because
that's
one of the things
idea.
People in prison need is that communication with people on the outside. So they know, I don't want to come back here. You dig?
Right, that's a good idea. I love that idea, bro, like that. That's real solid right there, though. Cause, like, a lot of people are in prison for some goddamn dumb shit. Like, you know, drug offenders get the highest sentences out of everybody else, bro. It's like, you know, wow. Like, you know, yeah, so that's a hell of a thing, though, bro. I'm glad you told me that, though, bro. Like, that's a good idea, though.
Yeah.
I like that
shit,
bro. Yeah, that's some real shit.
So, you know, who knows, maybe it's something, you know, we can work on this upcoming year. And what I would like to do is, you know, try to work on it all year round. So, you know, because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of families out there that can use it. You know, I mean, we ain't trying to fill up the whole bottom of the tree, but we're trying to make sure everybody gets something. You know what I mean? And I think if we do it all year round, I think we plan it. I think we could really be ready next year. You know what I mean?
That's what it's about, bro. I mean, that's what it's about, though, dog. You know, and you know, when you give somebody that ain't got it like that, when you give them something, bro, don't that make you feel good about yourself? Like, damn,
yeah.
I ain't a total piece of shit. You know, I do got a heart. That's what it's about at the end of the day for me, bro. Like, I want to be, you know, I want to be reassured that I actually have a heart in me. Like, you know, the day that I quit giving the fuck about everybody else, bro, like, that's the day that I'm going to be like, yeah, I done lost myself. Like, real talk, though. But as long as I actually care about, you know, making a child or somebody else smile like that, brother, that's in a bad situation, I know I'm human, and I know I still got a soul in me. But, you know, the day that goes away, I'm going to know what's up. So it's just about reassuring me, though. I got to make sure I still got that good part of me in me, man, because that's the only thing keeping me going. So, giving wondrous things to people, bro. Like, just giving, even the smallest thing, dog. Just giving somebody a hug, bro. Like, people don't realize, dog, life's about enjoying the little things, bro. Like, that. So, you know, some people don't get that. And, you know, those who don't, those who do. But, like, the little things in life, bro, they count the most for it.
Right,
we come from
right,
the heart.
Right.
Most of the little things in life come from the heart, so you know it's beautiful. But I ain't gonna hold you hostage though. My bad. I just wanted to speak my little piece on that.
No, it's all good, player. It's all good. I'm gonna go ahead and spend like two tracks, and then when I come back, I'm gonna talk about like a good scenario. Like I think what you said had great merit tonight, because like you know, when I was on top of my game, when my painting company was flourishing, doing very very well. You dig? I used to buy people gifts, very extravagant gifts, nice ass gifts. But now, I ain't got that money no more. We gonna talk about that. People that always expect that extravagant gift from that other family member, they think got money. Is they really supposed to bring you something that big? I'm just saying, I can't keep buying the kids PS3s and shit. They should be buying me one. They big enough now. It is anyway. At least let me win the game. I got a couple of tracks I got to promote. Then when we come back, we're going to talk about that right here on Monsters Radio, Monsters Monday. So check it out. I'm going to play this one first, kind of, you know, set the spirit a little bit because, you know, it is kind of the holiday season. And then we're going to get into some tracks I got to promote. Y'all remember Skinny Pimp? Y'all remember Skinny Pimp? Way back with Juicy J and all that stuff. Y'all remember all that? Okay, check it out. Well, he got some new music coming out. I'm going to spin that. Let's see, who else I got new to spin? Y'all will find out. Fuck with me. E-Monster, Monsters Radio. This is J9. It's called, is this You Don't Know? Huh? Let me see. Is this the right one?
Southside. What's up, what's up? Westside. What's up, what's up? Chi-town. You know what's going down, down, down. Southside. What's up, what's up? Westside. What's up, what's up, Chi-town? You know what's going down, 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 down.
All we need tonight is a little bit of love tonight. Come and chill with me in this 50 gin. You ever been to Conchic? Louis Vuitton Donchic. Ball when we bowl, Louis Vuitton Brunswick. Nothing on the regular, the only thing that's regular. Nickname special, she ain't nothing regular. She know I like it, but I just can't put a ring on it. Then she let me put my thing on it. I swear it's so bad it made a nigga fake on it. Got me calling up the radio, I like play my jam. Player, let a Mac represent. You messing with them lanes, whooping what
they fist to get. I got my angel wings fresh, that's expensive kicks. It ain't tricking if you got it now, baby, benefits. I'm looking so cold, pockets so swole. Running from the po-po's, head me up like no doughs. And I got my rose gold, balling like Rofo. Old school momos, folks in the mo's, no. Baby, I'm a flick, shine slick like Solo. In a Cadillac, and I snap like Fosho. Jealous ass nigga, almost hit a head of no bro. I swear to God, he ain't finna hit her no more. And she glad she ain't know a Cadillac could ever move this fast. Ride down King Drive, now she's free at last. And I'm gone.
Most shots of Patron, and I know you don't usually blow, but I got a little Phil Jackson to put us in the zone. And really though, I just met your girlfriend through really though, and now that she's gone, let me tell you what I really got. A little Cheryl Lynn and some Julio, and girl, it's going down. Now somebody play my jam.
Know I got my link and my black mink on, mink on. Hollin' at shorty, cause we gotta get up tonight. It's going down, down, down. And we back in the bar, tryin' to get a drink on, drink on. Know I got my link and my black mink on, mink on. Hollin' at shorty, cause we gotta get up.
Yeah, yeah, we got some feel good music. I'm just saying. So, all right, up next, we got Kingpin, Skinny Pimp. Then an interview with him last night on the 10 p.m. conference call. He's a really cool dude. I'm happy to reintroduce him back into the music scene right here in the Twin Cities. So make sure we make it happen. Check out his videos and all the stuff I'll be posting coming up so we can get him here to the Twin Cities to perform. I'm trying to get him in Chicago, Wausau, Wisconsin, and Milwaukee, and a lot of other spots. So, all right, check it out. This is a new track. It's called Midnight Hoes. That's right, Midnight Hoes. Featuring 8-Ball and MJG. Now, y'all know MGM from E! Entertainment, he opened up for 8-Ball and MJG down in Texas. He actually met them. You know they might do a song together? I'm just saying, it is what it is. Skinny Pimp, Kingpin, Skinny Pimp, Midnight Hoes, 8-Ball, MJG, his new track, Breaking Records, Monsters Radio. Oh, wait.
I've been wasting all this time fooling around with Midnight Hoes.
When I fell up off the plane, I jumped back on my grind. I put some work up in Trish. I'm still getting on mine.
don't know where the time go. Record my life with rhymes. Kush is what I blow. Big from row. All I know, hit a lick, do a show. In your city on the low. Cigarillo full of dro. Bad hoe. Eating brevels with me. Fruit and turkey bacon. Roll up in the car. Burning, looking at that whole ass. Shaking hot mouth. Then I'm out. Airport, first class, straight to sleep. Wake up going straight to work. I gotta eat. Niggas surviving in a world that's so conniving. 20 years old and niggas still shucking and diving. And I'm still here trying to get my piece of the pie, man. Forever hustle till the real nigga die, man.
Vice versa.
Right.
Right, like you try to be nice and shit and try to give them a little stack and shit. And he talking about, why are you coming with this brown Mexican Reggie? Well, what the fuck do you think I was supposed to put in it? The motherfucking Cali medical motherfucker? You better be happy I gave you some motherfucking something. I was just saying.
Right.
It is what it
right.
is.
People be too damn greedy, man. They want all the good shit, bro. But like, what the fuck you ever done? If I get rid of it, bro, you expect me to get you a flat screen? The fuck you ever did for me?
Right.
I would be like,
right,
really
right.
though, what you ever did with me besides being king to me? Like, fuck is that?
Right.
Like, I got family
that
ain't blood, man.
Yeah, the kids in my family, I know they all think I'm the Grinch like a motherfucker. They do. Because it is what it is. Because everybody, I go, where are my gifts? They'll be like six or seven. My sister got like four or five kids. You didn't some of them. I go, you didn't get us nothing. What you little motherfucker give me? Oh, now you're quiet. I'm trying to go and twist your little fingers over there and watch your little movie and do what you do and leave me the fuck alone and let me finish my macaroni.
Right.
It is what
you know,
it is.
You know what? Right. There's people that deserve to get shit. And then there's goddamn people that don't deserve to get it, bro. And, like, you got to be able to determine
mm-hmm.
between the two. Because it'd be the main motherfucker that you goddamn fuck with, bro. It'd be the main damn people that got their hands out when you get some money. And it ain't
mm-hmm.
supposed to be like that, bro. Like, if you get money, then your partner's going to be having money. So it ain't supposed to be a handout or nothing like that. Like, your partner shouldn't have to goddamn reach for you to give them something. Like, if you getting it, they got it. That's the old school law to me, though. I operate by the old law. I know you do, too. Like, this supposed to just be
yeah.
supposed to just be a part of that part of the family circle. Like, you don't have to ask with me. Like, that's a wrap. You got it if I got it. Like, that's the old law. I buy by
right, right. Yeah.
You know,
so you know, we gonna talk about it.
Shit.
Yeah, and we gonna talk about it all week. You know what I mean? The type of gifts to give. What's some good gifts to give people? You know what I mean? What's a bad gift to give somebody? I'll just start out by saying, if you know, oh damn, she said 90 seconds. Look, she's trying to kick me up out of here. Say it real quick. You know, if there's an artist in your family, you dig, I'm not going to stunt. Monsters Radio promo package, $29.99 right now. They get an interview. They get promotion. It will be blasted into, like, 10 different networks. So that's one. But another one is, you know, they got the GoPro Hero thing on sale right now for $1.99. They're usually $400. It will help the artist in your family do videos. Look, she's in my ear. 60 seconds. Look, bitch, this is my show. but I would say a bad gift to give somebody, don't give me no gift, them some shit you got from a booster. You dig? I go to try to register the shit online, and I motherfucker got motherfuckers at my door with shit. Don't bring me that bullshit. I'm just saying, it is what it is. Right quick, did you think of a good or a bad gift before we get up out of here, J-30?
Nah, I just give from the heart, whatever I'm feeling at the moment. I don't really know.
Okay. All right, well, that's what it do. All right, I'm going to get up out of here. Don't forget tomorrow, Takeover Tuesday. I don't know. We might be switching Takeover Tuesday up, doing it a different format. I don't know. We're looking into it. So make sure you tune into us. I'll be on all week. Most likely I will be on Christmas Day with a Christmas show, something you guys can play with your family while you're playing your cards or whatever. We ain't going to be thugging and bugging. It's going to be good Christmas music. So I'm going to go ahead and keep it moving on my way up out of here. I'm going to play this Kid Works. He didn't make it here for the interview, but it is what it is. I still got love for this guy. This is a track. It's called Don't Shoot. Monstrous Radio. Ooh, wee. Monstrous Mondays. I'm still breaking records, because if you ain't heard it, it's brand new to you, motherfucker. Come on. Look, now I want to fuck up. Fuck it, I'm out. I'm